For decades, the physical office building was just, you know, the undisputed center of gravity for business. It was this massive, tangible machine where all the work supposedly happened.
Right. Everyone commuting and braining hours on the highway just to keep those centralized gears turning.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But then that machine just kind of broke apart. People went home. And suddenly, we aren't just looking at empty real estate. We are looking at a total restructuring of where innovation actually happens. So today, welcome to our deep dive into a project document detailing Work Package 3, or WP3, of the Remaking Project.
Which is led by Trinity College Dublin, yeah.
Right. And our mission today is to explore how remote work is completely rewriting the rules of business organization, where skills are actually located, and how local innovation happens.
It's a huge shift. I mean, it's not just a change of scenery. It's fundamentally upending how businesses organize themselves, where highly skilled talent clusters, and, well, how local economies actually grow.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because remote work isn't just letting employees do the exact same job in sweatpants. If a company is an operating system, it used to require a massive mainframe, right?
Okay.
The office building.
Right, the central hub.
Yeah. But now it runs on this decentralized network made up of individual workers scattered literally everywhere. So how does a business actually keep those independent nodes aligned?
Well, that's the exact shift this research is analyzing through Objectives 3.1 and 3.2. They are looking at the specific organizational factors that actually enable remote work to take over.
So they're looking at the actual mechanics of it.
Exactly. They're analyzing this shift across four distinct case studies to see how business models are fundamentally transforming. Because you need completely new management structures when you can't just, you know, lean over a cubicle wall to brainstorm.
Right. That makes sense. But if the operating system changes, where does the hardware, the actual talent, end up?
So that brings us to task 3.3. The researchers refer to it as the spatial aggregation of skills. Basically, remote work pushes talent out of urban centers and into second-tier cities and rural areas.
Interesting.
Yeah, and they're tracking this physical shift by creating a geographical map of skills. They're using massive labor data sets from places like the ILO, Eurofound, and INAPP to see exactly where these workers are landing.
Wait, if highly skilled workers flood into rural areas, aren't we just exporting big city inequalities to small towns?
What's fascinating here is that WP3 takes a specific lens on the gender dimension for exactly that reason. They are actively investigating whether this rural shift creates new forms of gender segregation.
Oh, wow. I wouldn't have thought of that. Like, inequality based on different skill typologies.
Exactly. Think about a dual income couple moving to the countryside. Who actually gets the dedicated home office? And who might be structurally pushed into, say, local lower wage service roles? They really want to map out who benefits.
So we know where the workers are going and the risks involved. But what happens when they actually get there? Do they isolate or do they integrate?
Well, task 3.4 breaks that down. You'd think they might just stay inside and order everything online, but the research shows they actively engage in local business networks.
Really? They get involved locally?
They do. They co-create new economic activities, and they actually spur the emergence of new startups in tech and creative sectors right in these rural hubs.
That's incredible. How do they know this is happening?
They use a really rigorous methodology. We're talking 20 interviews per area, plus focus groups with local entrepreneurs, policymakers, and unions.
Getting the full local picture.
Yeah. And briefly, Task 3.5 synthesizes all of this into comparative policy briefs to help towns actually manage these positive network effects.
So wrapping this up, why should you, the listener, care about all this? Well, it's because remote work is actively decentralizing innovation. You don't need a massive corporate park in a big city to find top-tier talent anymore.
Right. The talent is bringing the innovation with them wherever they decide to unpack their laptops.
Which leaves you with this final thought to ponder. If remote workers are becoming the new engines for tech and creative startups right there in their rural communities, will the traditional concept of a company headquarters eventually become completely obsolete? I mean, maybe the office skyline itself is just a relic of the past. Think about that next time you were driving through a downtown area.